So the topic we are dealing with for this session is angels, demons and Satan. Okay. So, you heard about angels, right? We've read about angels. We've heard and read about demons. And of course, most of us know who Satan is, right? And the Lord Jesus told the Jews who did not believe in Him, He said, you are of your father, Satan. If we do not know the Lord Jesus Christ personally, if He is not a Lord and Savior, that means you are still under the dominion or the power of Satan. You know, it's very important that Lord Jesus be in your life, in your heart, and that you be translated from darkness to light, you know, and that you will be a child of light. Okay. Now, you know, man has always been thinking and exploring, are there creatures or life other than human beings? Right? He's always been exploring. Right. You know, there have been a lot of documentary films on extraterrestrial creatures. You know, this is like one common picture I've shown of an alien, you know. And another question man has is he the only intelligent being in the universe? Is there life outside the earth? And these questions have been bothering man, you know, since the time you could say, he just woke up to these things. Right? And even till date, people are going on exploring this particular area. You've heard of telescopes, right? With telescopes, you can look at the planets. So now there are something called radio telescopes, where you can send radio signals. So, man is sending radio signals in outer space to see if somebody is hearing that and would send back a message. है ना? मनुष्य इस बात पे विचार कर रहा है कि क्या कोई और जीव भी है हमारे अलावा, और इसलिए वो सिग्नल्स भेजता है बाहरी आकाश में ताकि इस बात को देख सके कि कोई और दोबारा रिस्पॉन्ड करता है कि नहीं. Now, this is a lady. Her name is Mrs. Mazlan Othman. She is a Malaysian lady and she is an astrophysicist, and she has been appointed by the United Nations. You heard of United Nations? Right? She has been appointed by the United Nations to communicate with aliens. You understand? That means if aliens would come to this world, that's what they think. And if they would say, where is your leader? Then we have to take them to her. Right? So she has been appointed. She is the head of the United Nations Office of Outer Space Affairs. It's called as UNUSA in Vienna. Okay? So that's all what people are thinking about aliens, that there is life apart from human beings. You heard of UFOs. Many people talk about UFOs. You know, Vatican is the key city, key place where the Roman Catholic Church is. And they are also ready to baptize an alien, because, you know, their leader said, that they are our brothers from outer space. Okay. Well, this is what the world says. You know, this is all what theories say. All what science says is not true, remember. You know, whatever theories, you suppose certain things. You know. But science can be confirmed by the Bible. Okay? The Bible is not confirmed by science, but science gets confirmed by the Bible. So this is what the world says. But what does the word say? What does the word of God say? What does the Bible say? The Bible says there is intelligent life in the universe apart from humans. Bible batati hai ke manushya ke alawa bhi aur buddhijeevi prani hai. They are living and rational creatures like us out there. Hamare tarah wo zinda hai aur rational, you know, buddhijeevi hai. जो इस पृथ्वी से बाहर रहते हैं, they even stay outside this earth. एक सवाल होता है कि there's one question, are these living beings, are they friends or foes? You know, so what these United Nations people think, someday a UFO will come and lots of aliens will come. How do we know they are our friends or they are our foes? मित्र होंगे या दुश्मन होंगे? You know, but the Bible says some of them are friends. And some of them are foes. कुछ मित्र है हमारे, कुछ हमारे दुश्मन है. And their civilization is much older than ours. ये जो जीव है, ये हमसे बहुत पहले है. United Nations is waiting to communicate with aliens, you know. But as per the Bible, we will communicate with them. You know, it says in the Epistle of Corinthians, Paul is telling the believers, you people, can you not solve your problems amongst yourselves? Why do you need to go to the court, to the judges? You are going to be people who will judge angels. Right? So one day we are going to communicate with angels. हम स्वर्गदूतों के साथ वार्तालाप करेंगे एक दिन. Some have already met them, some have already talked to them. In the Bible, we see. कुछ लोग स्वर्गदूतों से मिले हैं और उनसे बातचीत की है. Who are those? Abraham? Where do we find Abraham meeting and talking to angels? Right. Genesis 18. Right? The Lord and the two angels. What about Lot? Yes. The two angels, they go to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. दो स्वर्गदूत सोदोम गोमोरा को नाश करने जाते हैं. And they meet Lot. They are not willing to go to Lot's house. They were very much willing to go to Abraham's tent. You know why? Abraham के घर जाने में वो बहुत खुश थे. लूत के घर जाने में वो खुश नहीं थे. दे सेड वी विल स्टे इन द स्ट्रीट्स बिकॉज एब्राहम वॉज अ मैन हु ऑनर्ड गॉड हु ओबेड हिज कमांडमेंट्स. सो एंजल्स लाइक टू गो टू हिज हाउस बट लॉट वॉज अ डिसोबीडियंट गाय दो ही इज अ बिलीवर एन एंजल डिड नॉट वॉन्ट टू गो टू हिज हाउस बट वेन ही प्रेस्ड हार्ड अपॉन देम देन दे अग्रीड टू गो टू हिज हाउस. वॉट अबाउट जेकब? In his dream, yes. You know. Now, why do we say that dream was true? You know, because the Lord gives him certain promises which he fulfills. You know. Yaakov bhi swapna mein swarduton ko dekhta hai. Aur us swapna isliye sach hai kyunki Prabhu usme baat karta hai aur un pratigyaon ko pura karta hai. What about Balaam? When Balaam was going with his donkey, sitting on his donkey, the donkey also saw the angel. Gadhe ne bhi swardut ko dekha. And at the end, after he beats the donkey 3 times, God opens the eyes of Balaam to see the angel also. What did the angel have in his hand? A sword. Swardut ke haath mein ek talwar thi. What about Peter? When he was in prison. Hai na? Jab Patras jail mein tha, to Swardut ne aakar usko kya kiya pehle? What did the angel do first? Woke him up, what? He just slapped him, smote him. What? You know? And Peter was delivered out of the prison. You know? So these are people who have met angels, who have communicated with angels. You know? There are some believers who have testimonies that they have interacted or they have received angelic help. You know? Kuch vishwasi jo batate hain ki swarduton ki sahayata unhone pai. Which is biblical because the Bible says so. You know? But we cannot always, we cannot demand from the Lord that, you know, angels should come and I should be able to see them. The angels are there around us. Hamare charo aur swardut hote hain. So, these living creatures, these cosmic creatures, they are called angels in the Bible. Inko Bible mein swardut kaha gaya hai. And the first occurrence of angels or an angel in the Bible is Genesis chapter 3 verse 24. And what do you see there? You see the cherubim. Yahan par hum karubo ko dekhte hain. What are these cherubim doing? Ye karub yahan par kya kar rahe hain? Anybody? Why don't somebody read it? Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24. Read it loudly, yeah? Yeah. When Adam and Eve sinned against God and God drove them out, so God put a cherubim, or maybe cherubim would normally mean two, at least two. Singular is cherub and plural is cherubim. So he put cherubim, which are also angelic creatures, but of a higher order. Ye ucchi shreni ke swargdoot hote hain. And they were there to guard the way which went to the tree of life. So Adam would not be able to go and eat from the fruit of the tree of life. ये करूब आदम को रोकने के लिए थे कि वो जीवन के वृक्ष से फल को ना खा सके. What would have happened if Adam would have eaten that fruit? Say that again. He would have lived forever. हमेशा जीता रहता. Man like Hitler would never die. Hitler जैसा आदमी कभी नहीं मरता. So God knew what he was doing. परमेश्वर जानता था वो क्या कर रहा है. ओके. तो ये दिस इज द जेकब्स ड्रीम. यू नो वेर ही सीज अ लैडर फ्रॉम अर्थ टू हेवन एंड एंजल्स असेंडिंग एंड डिसेंडिंग. याकूब स्वप्न में देखता है स्वर्गदूतों को जो एक सीढ़ी के ऊपर और नीचे, ऊपर चढ़ रहे नीचे उतर रहे हैं. और 32 अध्याय में Genesis 32, he also meets with angels. You know, can somebody read that for me? You can straight away read it from the screen. Genesis 32 aloud. Can you read it from the screen, somebody? Manahem. So Jacob actually met with angels. Yeah. And when he saw them, he said, this is God's host. Yaakub ne Parmeshwar ke swarduto ko dekha aur kaha ye Parmeshwar ki sena hai. Sorry. Okay. Also, these angels have the capability to fly. Ye swardut ud sakte hain. And we see that in the book of Daniel. You know, that the angels come flying, the angel comes flying and then he starts speaking to Daniel. We also see angels flying in the book of Revelation. Prakashit vakya mein bhi hum dekhte hain, ye swardut ud sakte hain. You know. And at some places, they also are called as a man. उसको मनुष्य भी कहा गया है एंड लाइक डैनियल सेज एंड आई सॉ द मैन गैब्रियल रिमेंबर दैट मैंने उस मनुष्य सो प्रोबेबली दे लुक लाइक अस शायद हमारे तरह दिखते हैं बट दे आर मच मोर ग्लोरियस यू नो एंड यू नो गॉड मेड देम सो गॉड वुड नॉट मेक समथिंग एंड गॉड गिव देम अ हायर ऑर्डर देन अस प्रभु ने उनको हमसे और सर्वश्रेष्ठ बनाया है वाई Because the book of Psalms 8 says, you have made man lower than the angels. Tune manushya ko swarduto se neecha theraya hai. You know? Who do you think this is? Ye kaun hai? Jacob, no. Elijah, yes. You know. Elijah under the what tree? Juniper tree. Elijah was a man of God. And he was a very powerful man of God. He was a great man of prayer. Prarthna ka manushya tha, Parmeshwar ka das tha. He brought a lot of people back to the Lord in 1 Kings chapter 18 on the Mount Carmel. God heard his prayer and God sent fire from heaven and the sacrifice was consumed. Parmeshwar is swarg se aag utari uski prarthna ke uttar mein. You know. And after the prophets of Baal were killed, Baal ke bhavishyadakta jab mare gaye, Jezebel, the wicked queen, Jezebel jo Dusht Rani thi, she gave him a threat that I'll cut off your head. Main teri gardan ko kaat dungi. And then Elijah becomes very scared and discouraged. After a great victory, the enemy attacked Elijah. And so he just runs away. Bhaag jata hai. He tries to go on a 40-day journey to Mount Sinai. तो वो थक कर निराश होकर he gets tired and discouraged and he sleeps under a juniper tree. And what happens? God sends an angel. परमेश्वर एक स्वर्गदूत को भेजता है. The angel wakes him up and says, arise and eat. You remember that? Yes or no? You can read it, I think, in 1 Kings 19, if I'm not mistaken. But it's that portion, 17, 18, 19, like that. So, what we realize is, angels can easily communicate with human beings. Swardut manushya se baatcheet kar sakte hain. And the angel brings food and water for Elijah. Swardut, Elia ke liye, roti aur pani laate hain. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And Elijah eats and again goes to sleep. Elia kha ke fir so jata hai. But then again the angel comes. Tells him, arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. And he eats that food and he travels for 40 days. Wo khana kha ke 40 din chalta hai. Energy food. Energy drink. He could walk for 40 days after eating this food for one time. So, Now, there are people all over the world who have beliefs in angels. दुनिया के कई लोग हैं अलग अलग प्रकार के जो स्वर्गदूतों के एग्जिस्टेंस पे विश्वास करते हैं. It doesn't mean they believe what the Bible says, but they believe that there are angels. You understand? So, who are some of those people and what do they believe? The ancient Egyptians, Phoenicians and Greeks expressed beliefs in angels. You know, Phoenicians were those who were, it was a part near Syria. These all people believed in the existence of angels. And I believe all the religions also, they believe in fairies, right? You know, yeah, fairies, pariyan. That's all, you know, it's all a heathen mixture, a perversion of the truth. You know, there are no fairies. You know, it's only a myth or just to tell stories to children. बच्चों को समझाने के लिए, बच्चों को बेवकूफ बनाने के लिए. कोई परियां नहीं होती. Muslims believe in angels. They call these angels farishta. And they say, there is one angel on the right to record the good things you are doing. And one angel on your left to record the bad things you are doing. So who is more busy? The one on the left. Very busy, always writing down. Anyway, we don't believe that, right? We believe in the Bible. The pure word of God. There was a king, Ur-Nammus. This was found in excavations. Ye khodkar iske kuch cheeze mili. In which he is found praying with angels flying above his head. Probably, you know, this was a king of Mesopotamia. From where Abraham came out. Ur of Chaldees. Maybe that's how the word Ur appears here. तो ये उस समय का राजा था और जब खोद के वहां पर आर्कियोलॉजी में निकाला गया तो कहीं ना कहीं उसकी तस्वीर खोद के रखी है और उसके ऊपर स्वर्गदूत है. जो यहूदी लोग थे, द हिब्रू पीपल. नाउ रिमेंबर द प्रेजेंट डे हिब्रू पीपल, दे फुल्ली डोंट बिलीव, आई मीन दे बिलीव इन द ओल्ड टेस्टमेंट बट दे हैव मेनी मेनी अदर बुक्स विच दे बिलीव इन. जो यहूदियों के पास और कई सारी किताबें हैं जिन पे वो विश्वास करते हैं. वन इज अ वेरी डिमोनिक वन विच इज कॉल्ड कबाला. एक शैतानी विद्या की किताब भी उनके पास है जिसको कबाला कहते हैं. सो ऑल व्हाट द हिब्रूज बिलीव टुडे इज रियली नॉट बिब्लिकल, राइट? बट लेट मी टेल यू वन थिंग दे बिलीव इज गैब्रियल हु रिवील्स द सीक्रेट्स ऑफ गॉड विच इज ट्रू. दैट्स व्हाई आई अंडरलाइंड इट. ओके. They also believe that there is a Michael archangel which exists who fights with the enemies of God. Mikhail Swardut, Parmeshwar ke shatruon se ladta hai. This is also true according to the Bible. That's why I underlined it. About Raphael, we do not know. They say Raphael receives the spirits from the dead, but we don't see that in the Bible. Another angel they believe in is an Uriel who will, you know, call every person before the judgment throne of God. This also, we can discard because the Bible doesn't say anything about it. Now, there is a Muslim legend. You know, legend is always a legend. It's a myth. And they say once Muhammad was transported to heaven. Ek bar Muhammad kahan gaya? Swarg nahi gaya. Swarg to kabhi nahi jayega. Akash mein gaya. और देर ही सो एन एंजल. उसने एक स्वर्गदूत को देखा विथ हाउ मेनी हेड्स? 70,000 हेड्स. ईच हेड हैड हाउ मेनी फेसेस? ईच हेड हैड 70,000 फेसेस. ईच फेस हैड हाउ मेनी माउथ्स? 70,000 माउथ्स. ईच माउथ हैड हाउ मेनी टंग्स? And each tongue spoke how many languages? And they were all praising God. I don't know which God, so I put God with small g. Okay, not our God. So there are 31,000 trillion languages being spoken by one angel, according to a Muslim legend, according to a lie, and 5 billion mouths. Try to imagine, it's such a dirty, you know, that's why I called it how horrible and creepy, satanic. So that's how different people have beliefs in angels, right? But let's see what specific truths the Bible tells us. What is this, particular picture or painting talk about? At the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, the angels gave the message. When the Lord Jesus rose again, who gave the message first? The angels. You know? Jab Prabhu Yeshu janma, jab Prabhu Yeshu ji utha, to swardooton ne bataya. When the Lord ascended from the Mount of Olives to heaven, who spoke? Jab Prabhu Yeshu zaitun ke pahad se upar utha liya gaya, to kisne baat ki? Angels. Acts chapter 1, the angels told the disciples, this same Jesus whom you see going up will once again come down. Okay? So we find angels have so much to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. Swardut kitna Prabhu Yeshu Masih ke saath jude hue hain. Anything? Anything you'd like to share? We can take a break, no problem. Okay. Then, okay, when we talk about specifics, angels are mentioned in 34 books of the Bible. I don't know which books. I've taken this data from Wilmington Guide. I'm sure it's accurate. 273 times angels are mentioned in the Bible. 108 times in the Old Testament. And 165 times in the New Testament. Ye swardooton ka zikr hai Bible mein. Somebody read with me Psalm 68 verse 17. From the girl's side first. Psalm 68 17. The boys can take out Hebrews 12 22. Psalm 68 17 and Hebrews 12 22. Yeah, the chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. What does it say? Thousands of thousands. Actually, basically it means angels. Hazaro, hazaro, swargdut. Hebrews 12:22. Innumerable company of angels. For us it is innumerable. But God knows the exact count, because God made them, you know. Somebody said maybe, as there are exact number of stars, so there are number of angels. Because angels also have been referred to as the stars of God. You know the meaning of Lucifer? Lucifer was an archangel. Lucifer ek pradhan swardu. It means the star of the morning. Bhor katara. Okay, please read one more verse. Revelation 5:11. Prakashit Vakya 5:11. Ten thousand times thousands, you know. Basically it means it just could not be counted by John in his vision. He could count 24 elders. He could count 4 living creatures. He could count certain specific places, 7 angels with the vials. But when he saw these, he just could not say anything. So, asankhya swardut hai. God created innumerable angels. Now, what is the origin? How did the angels come into being? How was man created? How was man created? By an act of God, right? परमेश्वर ने मनुष्य को मिट्टी से बनाया, he made him with dust of the earth, and he breathed into him, and man became a living soul, right? In the same way, what I mean is, angels also were created with a special act of God. Genesis 2:1 says, Utpatti 2:1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. This was before man was made. Manushya ke banane se pehle. So angels were made before man. How many thousands of years before? We do not know. Kitne hazar saal pehle? Hame nahi pata. But they are much more older civilization than us. Purani, what do you call it? I don't know what civilization in Hindi says. Purani sanskriti hai unki. Colossians 1:16 says, Colossians 1:16, for by him, that is by the Lord Jesus, were all things created that are in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible. Right? So it was the Lord Jesus who created the angels. By him and for him. Uske dwara aur uske liye. So angels are always ready to listen to the command of the Lord Jesus. Right? What did the Lord say in Garden of Gethsemane to Peter? If I say one word, how many will come? 12 legions of angels will come. Do you know that or not? You remember that? Prabhu ne kya kaha? 12 sena swarduto ki aa jayegi. I don't think you remember it. Do you remember it? Yes or no? Yeah. How much is one legion? Around 6,000. Some say between 3 to 6,000. No? Let's even take 4,000. So 4,000 into 12. 48,000 at least angels would have come if Lord Jesus would have called. They were created by him and for him. Usne banaya aur uske liye banaya. You know, God created them immediately. Aisa nahi tha ke wo evolve hue. Prabhu ne bola aur wo ban gaye. By a special act of God. Please read with me Psalm 148:5. I'll read it out for you. We are losing time. Bhajan 148:5. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Wo Parmeshwar ki stuti kare, kyunki usne agya di aur unki srishti hui. You need to go 3, 4, 5th verse so you understand. There God speaks about angels, stars and other things also. Okay. So remember, it is God who created the angels. Whether they are good or bad, we'll see them later. But when God created the angels, he made them all good. Right? Why did the angels sin against God? Why did man sin against God? You always get this question in mind. Did not God know? No. But well, we do not know the answers to this. A time will come in Revelation, it says, the mystery of God will be finished. All these things are mystery to us. But a day will come when we will understand this mystery. If Jesus would not have gone to the cross, we would never have realized what a God of love he is. You know? So it's not that the Lord promoted sin, but somehow the Lord allowed Satan to tempt Adam. Okay, do whatever you want to do. I will bring him back to me. I think that's a great challenge. And the Lord did that. You know, we are here, sitting here. We could have been in the world. You know, but the love of the Lord Jesus Christ has drawn our hearts to him. Okay, the Bible tells us about three archangels. You read the word archangel in this verse. Verse 9 of the Epistle of Jude. Michael, the archangel. So, we understand from the Bible there were three archangels. What are the names? Gabriel, Michael and Lucifer. Who is the bad one? Lucifer. Right. Okay. Now, I just try to, you know, calculate how many angels would be there if what John saw, if this is what he meant. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. So 1,00,000,000 angels. And it is believed that since the time of Adam, till Jesus will come, you know, the total population ever lived on the world will be around 42 billion. How much is 1 billion? 1 billion kitna hota hai? Huh? 10? 10 lakhs is 1 crore, man. We're not talking about Indian counting. This is international counting. How much is 1 million? 10 lakhs, right. So, 1 and 6 zeros. How much is 1 billion? B for billion. 1000 million. 1 into 10 to the power, 9. So that's 1 billion. Okay. So, 1 lakh billion angels. Can you imagine? And how many human beings? I mean, it might be, go to 50 also, doesn't matter. But still, you know, like today, what is the world population, do you know? Aaj prithvi pe kitne log rehte hain? Something more than 6 billion right now. 6 billion logo se jyada, right? So we see there are so many angels. Of course, all of these are not good angels. There are some bad angels. Angels who don't like us. They are with Lucifer. We'll try to see some thoughts here. Now, Lucifer, he rebelled against God. Right? And just showing a picture, they were thrown out from God's presence. Okay? Lucifer, and he takes 1/3 angels with him. Right? You can read this, you know, maybe just one verse you can read out of the two. Daniel chapter 8 and verse 10. Daniel chapter 8 and verse 10. Yeah. Yeah. So this was, you know, this talks about Satan or Lucifer taking 1/3 angels with him. How do you know it is 1/3? You find in the next verse, Revelation 12:4. You can see it later. So, Lucifer and these 1/3 angels are Satan and his evil spirits. You know, of course people have done deeper study, but we would like to keep it simple. These are Satan and his demons. Right? And they are the current demons and evil spirits of today. Alright? And what are they doing? How do they pass their time? Are they just lazy? Kya shaitan aur uske doot alsi hai? No. You and I are lazy, but they are not lazy. The Lord Jesus says, He has a kingdom. Shaitan ka ek rajya hai. What are they doing? Let's see. What does the Bible tell us? You know, this is, you know, just a, this is all artist imagination, okay? We don't know whether, but yeah. Lucifer, when he was created, was a very beautiful angel. Very beautiful. Okay? And, you can read about him in Ezekiel 28. You know, he was a musical angel. And somehow, you know, angels also have a free will, remember. That's why they chose to rebel against God. Swardutu ke paas bhi apni ichha hoti hai. Isliye Lucifer aur ek tihai Swardut ne chuna ke Parmeshwar ke virudh belwa kare. What does Ephesians 2:2 say? That Satan now works in disobedient people. Sons of disobedience. Jo aagya nahi mante hain, unke dilon mein, unke manon mein, unke jeevanon mein shaitan kaam karta hai. So ask yourself a question. Are you a child of disobedience? Then you are on dangerous ground. Job chapter 1 verse 6 and 7. You know, an assembly was taking place, God and all the angels present in front of him. And Satan is appearing there. परमेश्वर अपने स्वर्गदूतों के साथ मीटिंग कर रहा है और वहां पर कौन आता है? शैतान. एंड द लॉर्ड इज आस्किंग सैतान, फ्रॉम वेयर डू यू कम? व्हाट डज ही से? फ्रॉम गोइंग अप एंड डाउन, टू एंड फ्रो फ्रॉम द अर्थ. मैं पृथ्वी पर इधर उधर टहल के आ रहा हूं. सो यू नो अर्थ इज जस्ट लाइक यू नो फॉर हिम टू गो हियर एंड देयर. ही सच अ पावरफुल एंजल, सच अ पावरफुल आर्क एंजल. रेवलेशन 12:10 सेज ही इज अक्यूजर ऑफ आवर ब्रेदरन. वो भाइयों पर दोष लगाता है. Constantly he tells God, oh, this person is not right. This person is not right. For Job also he said, Job, why he praises you and blesses you? Why does he trust in you? Because you have given him so much protection. Ayub isliye tujh pe vishwas karta hai, bharosa karta hai, pyar karta hai, kyunki tune usko bahut suraksha di hai. Suraksha ko hata de, देख वो श्राप देगा. रिमूव ऑल हिज हेज एंड ही विल कर्स. सो सैतान इज ऑलवेज अक्यूजिंग द ब्रेदरन. सो व्हेन यू स्पीक अगेंस्ट गॉड्स पीपल, हूज वर्क यू आर डूइंग? जब आप प्रभु के लोगों के विरुद्ध बोलते हो, आप किसका काम करते हो? शैतान का काम करते हो. सो नेवर स्पीक अगेंस्ट गॉड्स पीपल अननेसेसरीली. If there is no reason, just to pass time and gossip, never do that. You are doing Satan's work. He is using you as his agent. Okay? Remember when Aaron and Miriam spoke against Moses in Numbers chapter 12? God was not happy. They were own brother and sister, you know. But the Lord said, Moses, my servant, is not so. Don't speak against him. Satan and his demons are preparing the stage for the Antichrist. मसीह विरोधी के लिए वो भूमि को तैयार कर रहे हैं. Someday, you know, the Antichrist will just emerge out. And of course, by the grace of God, we will be raptured before that. And his main objective is to take as many people as possible to hell along with him. जितने हो सके उतने ज्यादा नरक में ले जाएं. How do we know that? Because hell has been prepared for devil and his angels. नरक को परमेश्वर ने शैतान और उसके दूतों के लिए बनाया है. But we still see in Revelation that the angel of the Lord will cast people who have taken the mark of the beast into the lake of fire which burns with fire and brimstone. Right? So remember, you know, it is the safest thing to have a right relationship with the Lord. And never think Satan is going to look like this. Bible says he will come as an angel of light. Okay? So don't think he will come like this at night. Now we see certain I think I have 4 minutes more, brother, or it's over. I conclude. No, I'll just quickly go through this. So these are certain incidents where the Lord Jesus heals people. This is the man who gets healed from the legion of demons. Then here you find the boy who had evil spirits. The Lord heals that boy. Here you have the lady whose daughter is vexed with an evil spirit, the Syrophoenician woman, the lady from Canaan. Here you have a woman who was bent for 18 years. Lord said Satan has bound her for 18 years. So all these people were healed, you know. There are still cases where, you know, we find in villages, especially in our area, we see people who are demon possessed. People of God pray for them, fast for them, and they get healed. If they don't accept Christ, afterwards they become worse. They become 7 times worse, you know. Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:11-12 that we have a constant battle with the forces of darkness. Even they whisper in our ears to reduce our faith, to attack our faith, you know. And that's why We need to have faith in God's word. We need to read the word. We need to pray. We need to fast. Some particular evil spirits can be defeated only with fasting and prayer, Lord Jesus said. Only the KJV says that. This is a picture of a guardian angel. Psalm 34:7, Psalm 91 says that the guardian angel, he protects us. So you have an angel around you, protecting you. You cannot see him. If God wishes, sometime you might be able to see him. You know, angels rejoice when a sinner repents. Luke 15. You know, here you see two angels saying, "Arey, that wicked fellow, Jesus saved him also." You know, they rejoice. Angels ministered to the Lord in Matthew 4. And they also minister to us. Hebrews 1, 14. You know, I'll quickly tell you a story of one brother. And I'll close with that. There is a brother, Martin, I know. He was going. He's a full-time servant. He was going out to serve the Lord. I mean, going for some visitation. And his wife said, please bring fish today. And, he said, it's month end. How will I bring fish? They're not a very well-to-do family. So he said that and he went away on his motorcycle. He finished the visitation. He was coming back. This recently happened, maybe 2-3 months ago. And he was going through a jungle area. This was 70 kilometers away from his house. And suddenly he saw a plastic bag, like a bag the shopkeeper gives you, kept on the side of that jungle road. And he saw fish jumping out of it. And he was wondering, fish would jump only if it is, fresh fish taken out from water and put in some, vessel or a bag. And he started wondering, where did this fish come from? And he waited there. He said, maybe somebody belongs to somebody who just went and is going to come back. He waited and waited. Nobody came. And then he realized, it's the Lord's provision. He just packed it, put it on his motorcycle and went home, told his wife, okay, make the fish. So I just ascribe this to as a divine help from the Lord. Maybe the Lord sent an angel to meet the need of this family. They didn't have enough money to buy fish for that day and they had the desire to eat fish. Just quickly, seraphim are special angels. They have 6 wings. With 2 they cover their face. With 2 feet, with 2 they fly. And they continue to worship the Lord, holy, holy, holy. Cherubim, we saw, they have, one particular portion tells us they have 4 faces. And they are around the throne of God. They have a sword with them probably. And this is Gabriel. He brings important messages from God. Michael, he fights for the nation of Israel. He stands. He's the prince who stands for Israel. And finally, the 2/3 angels are with us. They are for us. So need not worry, about the bad angels, about the demons. We also see horses and chariots of fire. They are also angelic beings, which, Elisha saw, or which the servant of Elisha saw later on. Hebrews 13 says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Satan will finally be thrown into the lake of fire. And here you see angels will also throw people who take the mark of the beast into the lake of the fire. So may the Lord help us and strengthen our faith that we understand more about this and see God's provision even through this for us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we could go through your word and study about the angels and demons and Satan. And we thank you, Lord, for all your provision for us, for the protection we have in you, for bringing us out from the captivity of Satan into the kingdom and power and light of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the angels you have kept around us as per your word, who guards us and encamps around us. Lord, we thank you. We commit our ways to you, and we know, Lord, we are spectacles to angels and all these, Lord, angelic beings, and we pray that our lives would glorify you. Lord, help us. We pray for your blessing. We commit the remaining session in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.